if you feel the police yourself, you will find there is different areas that feel a lot softer than others. If you are going to be a spinner, you have to learn the art is in your fingertips. The whole art completely is in your fingertips. And you have to learn a fleece and how good it is by feeling it. And the best way to do that is to sit in the centre of a fleece, shut your eyes and feel around it. And if you think of a sheep, if you're looking at a sheep, the neck is the softest place on any sheep, because it's protected that most of the rain comes down and the weather on the head and the back. So the neck is quite a good place. The back, although it's usually fine wool, is quite worn. So it can be beautiful, but sometimes not quite so. You have to consider when you buy a fleece what you are going to do with it. Are you going to make a coat for all weathers, or are you going to make a baby's jumper? If you're going to make a baby's jumper, this Cotswold wouldn't be a sensible thing to buy. This is a really good tough fleece, and it's very, very good for outside jackets, for heavy wear, walking wear, that sort of thing. Having said that, sometimes you get parts on it that is fine, but you have to watch for that. When you are sorting a fleece, you need to have it in your fingertips. And that's only experience can tell you that. It's literally by keep on feeling a fleece, touching it. You know, if you actually sat in here, can
Should
you take
I do
it?
That?
Yes, yeah, sit yeah. in your middle.
You hold my recorder.
Yes.
Is it okay for me to just
yes,
sit on
yes,
the fleece?
Yes, it won't hurt you. And you just shut your eyes and feel.